Welcome to Life Science Today, your source for stories, insights, and trends across the life science industry. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, biotechs with a Series A, a Series C, some debt financing, and there's even a biopharma heading for a SPAC. The views expressed on Life Science Today are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any organizations with which they are affiliated. The precision oncology startup Nested Therapeutics has raised a $90 million Series A, bringing their total funds raised to $125 million. The Verisent Ventures-backed company will utilize the funds to build out their targeted oncology program, which aims to map mutational clusters, identify how those proteins could be targeted, and then design therapies for the end quote-unquote druggable pocket. It's basically another end-to-end targeted oncology platform. They do have some candidates, including a leading dual molecular glue that impacts the MAP kinase pathway with some preclinical evidence for CNS activity. But it'll take a bit of time to flush this out into a clinical pipeline. There are, after all, a ton of computational slash genomic slash AI-driven precision medicine companies, especially in the oncology space. Launching during this market uncertainty with a potentially challenging financial road ahead should drive them to make measured and targeted investments and hopefully push for a distinctive and clear pathway to development. It's perhaps worth noting that in the last few years, I've seen very few biotech companies actualize their claims of a platform. Often because the intricacies of combining any series of technologies into an actionable and functional clinical pipeline is not trivial. But a mark in Nested's favor is that they're taking the lowest hanging approval fruit of targeted oncology therapies, giving them potential for a truncated runway if things go well. Celerity has announced a $121 million Series C. The flagship-sponsored biotech raised $123 million back in February of 2021 and has been developing its preclinical platform behind the scenes. They've yet to push to any meaningful pipeline and instead are raising this round on the backs of their technology development, which focuses on single-cell analysis to drive drug development. Single-cell analysis, including single-cell RNA sequencing and single-cell proteomics, may provide new mechanisms of assessing the impact of a potential treatment across the entire cell's response and not just a single measurement change. Celerity is utilizing single-cell RNA-seq to explore the transcriptomes of cells to generate comparisons between healthy and diseased states, with the hopes that looking at the expression of RNA within cells will generate predictions about what could drive them from diseased to healthy cells. If this sounds like the makings of an AI plus machine learning drug development platform, that's because it definitely probably is one. Whether Celerity will position themselves with these new funds as a technical enablement platform or a biotechnology company with preclinical solutions of their own is yet to be seen. The theoretical framework of their approach is absolutely sensible. Time will tell if it results in practical drug development solutions or not. For now, they've certainly convinced investors to keep the fires burning. The clinical stage biotechnology company Replimune has secured $200 million in debt financing from Hercules Capital to cover their expenses into 2025. This non-dilutive financing provides a debt-driven mechanism of driving forward their clinical pipeline without decreasing the core potential ROI for current investors. Their lead candidate, RP1, is being tested for combination therapy with Libtayo and Opdivo for a number of cancers. They are fairly optimistic about the downstream outputs of the current studies and are basically looking for a financial runway to cover the clinical development cost across the next few years. The loan itself is broken down into six tranches that can be drawn down as Replimune hits key milestones. As biotechs continue to seek bridge funding during the current market uncertainties and challenges, Replimune has leveraged this debt model, signaling there is money in the market, but you'll need alternative approaches to access that capital. In their case, it may not hurt that there is high confidence in their pipeline, with their stocks remaining stable on the news, even as the market continues a downward trend, suggesting current investors, at least, aren't gun-shy yet. In a rare headline, the biopharma Estrella has opted to go public through a SPAC, raising $45 million and valuing the company at just under $400 million. Estrella's lead candidate is a CD19 redirected T-cell therapy and is designed to function similar to other CAR T therapies, but with a reduced risk of cytokine release syndrome, which is the single largest risk factor today in CAR T therapies. It should be noted that Estrella is headed by Dr. Liu, who is also the CEO of Eureka Therapeutics. It's no surprise then, Estrella's platform leverages Eureka's Artemis cell receptor platform, suggesting ongoing close ties between the companies, even as Estrella goes public. Regardless of the leadership, the interesting fact to me is that there is still some biotechs leveraging the SPAC model, but at a much lower dollar value and decreased frequency. Thanks for joining me for Life Science Today, your source for stories, insights, and trends across the life science industry. Learn more on LifeScienceTodayPodcast.com. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson. I'll see you next week.